Welcome to the video series on sociocultural theory in language teaching, learning, and assessment. In this video series, we will cover various ways that sociocultural theory can inform teaching, learning, and assessment of languages. The topics which are covered in this resource are the following, and these videos can be either watched all together or separately, depending on your needs. We'll also, in each video description, add links to other videos in the resource in the series, which help you to better understand the topic which is being discussed, or discuss how the concept under discussion in this video can apply to some other videos in the series. So in this introductory video to the resource, we'll talk about the originator of sociocultural theory, initially and originally known as cultural historical theory, Lev Vygotsky, in particular about what is perhaps one of the central premises of sociocultural theory, its take on development. Of course, we cannot cover Vygotsky's biography or his studies in a coherent way in just one video, or even several ones, but we'll note some interesting points. So what made him special? Anton Yasnitsky, in his biography of Vygotsky's quite recent one, 2018, I think, he wrote the following. The story is about a genius, so they say, but the person did not become genius until after his death. Interestingly, Vygotsky was born, I think, in the same year as another very famous psychologist with whom Vygotsky is often compared, Jean Piaget. But during his life, he was not as famous. Although Vygotsky's lectures that he gave, particularly later in his short but very prolific career, they were very, very popular. People watched them from outside the auditoria, out of the windows, because there was simply no enough space inside left. And there are several reasons for him not getting maybe as famous as it could be during his life. And first of all, if you think when he lived, it was the Communist Party, they say, criticized his works. They kind of diminished them, which limited their prevalence. Second, Vygotsky died of tuberculosis at rather a young age. He was 37 when he died. But despite his very short life, he achieved a lot, considering that he is still being discovered and rediscovered, and his works continue to inspire various fields, including education and language education. So he studied law in Imperial Moscow University, but he also studied subjects such as psychology, sociology, philosophy. He also studied literature and history, and later he studied psychology at the Psychological Institute. In his literary works, he followed Russian literary scholars who argued that the reader is a co-creator of the work of art. So as the reader interprets the story, they create the story anew, right? But this creation is guided by the author as well. That will tell something about how he developed his thinking as well. Of course, he is known above all for his work in psychology, which essentially focused on human development, right? And the role of the social in this development. To better understand the development of his theories, again, the context in which he works should be understood. So when he started working on his theories, Marxism kind of just entered the ideological field, and that informed his thinking quite a lot, right? So the goals of personal gains were replaced by the greater good of society, right? So the social became the paramount. His contemporary, Jean Piaget, as we said, to develop his theories, which are too very much alive nowadays, at the same time, or a similar time, and they both valued the social, but in Piaget's thinking, there are these sort of universal stages of development, and children do develop discovering the world by themselves, being sort of these little scientists, but they are sent from one stage on to another. And social interaction is important for Piaget as well. But others can only help children or other individuals to ascend to this following step when they are ready to do that. For example, well, children at the very start of their development, they discover the world through senses and basic actions such as touching, grabbing, right? Real objects in Piaget's thinking should be used in play activities, right? And these activities should be connected to senses. So asking children questions so that they come up with their own ideas would be useless in this kind of thinking, or not very useful at the very least. So practically, in Piaget's take on development, development comes before learning. For Vygotsky, it was different. Right, but Piaget's ideas are very much alive today, and they're still very, very widely spread. I'm sure you can name some models and approaches and some methodologies to say to teaching language. Here is just one example here of question development stages in the English language, right, and speaking English. Right, so they start with stage one, and then until they are ready to ascend, they won't ascend to this stage two, and so on and so forth. Quite a different view emerges in Vygotskian understanding of development. Namely, learning leads and creates development. We'll talk more about the significance of this in a following video where we talk about lower and higher order mental functions. He also a bit more about just a couple of examples. Like, let's imagine a situation where there's a little child and they stretch their hand towards a hot kettle on the stove. And there is a mother there who says, like, no, hot. Right? So they don't need to check. Their understanding or they're thinking about hot, the concept of hot, changes because of the mother using the language, hot, don't touch it, right? And also see the expression of mother's face, like maybe terrified, right? So, not through trying or through touching, right, as in Piaget's thinking, but through being guided or mediated by mother's language, right? Their cognitive development happened through that. Quite a different example. I don't know if you heard about this. There's a people called Aymara people who've got very interesting conception of time. For them, the past is in front because they know what happened. They could see it. They could, like, they already experienced that. And the future is behind, because they don't know it yet, right? So imagine there is an Aymara person studies English and everything goes fine until they hear a phrase, I see bright future ahead of you. So what happens? Suddenly for them, like, wait a minute, like, you see future and ahead, right? So they're not just learning the language, they're also acquiring quite a different view of the world as they learn the language. So the language learning also transforms their thinking about, or their conception about time. Suddenly, there is a future ahead of them, right? Ahead. So their idea of time changes as well. We'll talk more about that in a following video. This is the end of this one, where we talked a bit about the biography of Vygotsky and why and how he came to developing his theories, and perhaps about the most central concept in his sociocultural theory, which is their understanding of development. Thank you.